They were going to have MKUltra hearings 2 weeks ago. They canceled them. Tulsi Gabbard's office got raided. She said, well, they didn't raid it. The CIA didn't raid it because she's above them. She's now resigned or announced her resignation yesterday. They came and grabbed MKUltra files and JFK files. She said, well, they were allowed to. They didn't really raid us. And they had a whistleblower the next day in Congress say, no, they raided it. So what is MKUltra really all about? What's happening here? What's unfolding? We got three special guests to go over all this and talk about it because you have the weaponized ticks, the weaponized mosquitoes, you have the 5G, you have the Havana syndrome, you have all this other stuff going on when we focus on Trump and this war, but so much of it is a distraction from the Epstein files itself gets into all the MKUltra. Let's go to Jesse Beltran first, and we've got some of his cohorts there, the maker of Died Suddenly and more, to get into all of this with us right now. Jesse, thanks for holding while we got behind with all this. You want to give your 35,000-foot view on the world today? Mind Nexus Live, mindnexuslive.com. Expert on MKUltra. I'm not going to get into your whole background, you know, how you basically stumbled into this decades ago, and now it's really all coming out. And then some of the news we're going to be breaking here today and some of the videos you sent.
Well, Alex, you're absolutely right. You know, back in the day, you were the GOAT. You were bringing these topics out before anyone else had. And then, you know, in 2010, when I came to the forefront, everyone called me a tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist. So I sought out to prove it objectively through scientific methodology and objective data to show that something was happening to U.S. citizens, not only here in the United States, but I was eventually contacted from citizens all over the globe. And you're absolutely right. This recent confiscation of the MKUltra files is very concerning because here's the bottom line. All things lead back to Operation Paperclip. When the United States brought over those 1,600 scientists, engineers, and technicians that were recruited into service here to work for us. And a lot of these had were Nazi ties. You know, Kurt Blom was the Nazi biological weapons researcher. He was tried at the Nuremberg trials and acquitted and then brought to work for us. You got Herbert Strughold, who was a father of space medicine, who was linked to aviation experience at Dachau. And then Walker Schreiber, who was the medical administration who conducted human experimentation and was quietly moved to Argentina when his pass surfaced. So we protected these Nazi scientists who had already a precursor for doing non-consensual human experimentation. And all the United States did was just mirror and take that to the next level into the MKUltra. And MKUltra, Project Artichoke after Paperclip, and Project Artichoke was, you know, how do we basically conquer the human mind? How do we make an adversary into an asset? How do we make someone into a Manchurian candidate? And the theme, and back then, that the United States was fearful of is, and their reasoning for taking these 600 scientists is because they didn't want the Russians to get a hold of them. And so they were concerned about the brainwashing because during the return after the Korean War, our POWs seemed very different. And the word entered the American vocabulary in the 1950s called brainwashing. Then you had the arms race for the mind. And then the secrecy that curtailed that. And then Project MKUltra came, and then you had 150 sub-projects from MKUltra. Now, the question I'm posing is everything is now starting to seamlessly come together into one big picture, and the picture is becoming very, very clear. And the question I pose is, this past pandemic episode that the whole globe just went through, if you Google AI and ask how many lives were lost during that pandemic episode, an AI comes back with 7 million, okay? And after digging through, after recently interviewing the MI6 whistleblower, Ralph Hazel, and interviewing Dr. Jack Cruz, the neurologist,
most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
want you all to know something. Alex Jones was right.
Alex is right about far more than he's wrong.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
I don't care how you slice it, dice it, flip it up, or rub it down. Alex Jones was right.
Think about how frustrated we are if you've been awake for a year or two. Imagine being like an Alex Jones or those guys who've been awake for like decades.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Alex Jones never bought the Russia hoax, not for a second.
You are one of the great thinkers of this.
You are a martyr to the First Amendment.
The government fears Alex Jones.
That's why the globalists hate me, is because I'm exposing their corporate worldwide tyranny.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
It really sent me down a rabbit hole into really digging down deeper, aside from my investigative services as a technical counter-surveillance investigator. So what I discovered is, and the question that I pose, did we just experience on a global scale premeditative murder, or did we just experience and continue to go through what would be defined as war crimes? And the reason I say this, as I dug down the rabbit hole, what I found is there is a methodology into how over the past few decades that there was a very precise release and deployment of this lipid nano system. You know, prior to 2020, you had this neural contamination that was very, very slow. And how they were doing it was through atmospheric depositions, like decades of saturation by aerating our skies. Then they had the dietary accumulation of these chemicals. And the problem with that is you have an uneven distribution. You really don't know what the doses are when you're sending that out into society. And then you have this osmotic distribution, which is very, very, very chaotic and undetectable. So these were all crude ways of distributing these lipid nano systems. And then after the 2020, the only real way to really do this was to inject it. And this is what the whole globe went through in its experience through those mandated protocols that were being misrepresented to us, and we were not being given full disclosure as to what was in those injections. Now, what this led me down is to discover glyphosate and really dig into why was glyphosate so important to this picture. And what I discovered is back in the early days during the Vietnam era, this bioweapon systems that were being experimented on by a company called Monsanto. And part of that development was a chemical called glyphosate. Now, why is glyphosate important here? It turns out that glyphosate is a very strong interrupter of melanin. And this Dr. Jack Cruz's interview is what drove me down this path. And what I discovered with glyphosate and why it's a melanin disruptor and why would anyone want to do this in mass scale. Now, glyphosate, as it interrupts melanin, it turns out, is a great protector against EMF exposures, radiation exposures, ultraviolet exposures. And interestingly enough, in the literature, it says that melanin is half as effective as protecting a person as the lead vest when you get an X-ray in a medical facility. And then it is even more protective on carbon-based levels. So why is this important? Glyphosate is massively being distributed not only in our grains, in our cereals, in our foods, in our water. It is completely basically infiltrated our ecosystem. And unfortunately, our bees, which are dying themselves, also cross-contaminate when they pollinate vegetation. Okay. So for all those listening there, those who eat organically, you're on the right path. But because this is being distributed and completely polluted our ecosystem, we are now in a situation where our natural protective mechanisms against EMF radiation exposure is being compromised. And why is this important? You know, I investigate AHIs, anomalous health incidents, and the Havana syndrome, and we have victims all over the globe now who are experiencing this. Why would you want to go specifically after this? Well, it turns out that melanin, being our natural force field, will inhibit the penetration of these frequencies. So the more melanin you have, the less susceptible you are.
So you're saying black people got a leg up on folks.
Everyone who has darker melanation will have be less susceptible to this. And that is true.
Did you see Trump last exactly month talk about 6G? And he goes, oh, 6G, it'll penetrate the skin even more.
Absolutely. And right now, with this combination of synergistic lipid nanotechnology and our exposures to glyphosates, this directly impedes the ability for more and more humans to have that protection. And this is what Dr. Cruz was really aiming at. And interestingly enough, that we have melanin in our neurology, in our brains. And it is a protective neuro mechanism that we naturally have, but that is also being attacked. So if you deplete the ability for all living organisms to protect themselves naturally through EMF exposure, from EMF exposure, then what is the agenda? And if you go to the first clip that we gave, which calls excess deaths in the Australian study that's about to come out, it's being peer reviewed, but it leads into, and this is why I ask, if you Google right now and see how many deaths were attributed worldwide to this COVID experience, it says 7 million. Now, I have a hypothesis that in Australia alone, we're looking at an increase somewhere between 10 and 20 million increase in deaths. I would propose that if we were to get a true, transparent data accumulation of the true death toll on a global basis, that we would probably exceed or equal that of World War II. So if we can pull that video, that clip.
Yes,
up.
Here's the video from Australia.
So here we're looking at all-cause mortality, Robert. What are these slides showing us?
Okay, we've introduced the topic then of dangers of the vaccine. Yeah. And most statisticians would say that the best way of assessing the danger of any vaccine is to look at the impact on the all-cause mortality. In other words, yeah, we know there's a steady line of mortality within a population, but if something happens and that goes up by 10 or 15%, then generally it's a correlation with whatever's been introduced into that population. Now, the problem with that, which has been widely discussed around the world, has been that you can draw graphs like the one that you can see on the left, which was done by a friend and colleague of mine who is a very excellent statistician on the Australian data. And you'll see that there is a grey area at the top. What you're looking at there is the increasing number of all-cause deaths from a baseline, which is what you would normally expect to see in a particular year. So we're looking over a period of time, over the time from 2021 to 2025.
Yep.
And you can see that there's a overall line, which underneath it, a grey area, which has COVID deaths. And underneath that, it says non-COVID deaths. So in other words, there is an increase in mortality because people are dying from COVID, but there's a more substantive, say nearly two-thirds of the increase in deaths cannot be accounted for by COVID itself. And you can see the dotted line, which puts the level of vaccines, messenger RNA vaccines, genetic vaccines given to that community, the Australian community.
Mm.
So you can see that the all-cause deaths are taking off as the vaccine rollout program begins. Now, the big problem has been that up till now, you can only say that's an association. You can't prove that either the grey area, the grey area does represent the COVID deaths, but you can't say that the red area, the pink area, is caused by the vaccines because it's an association. Quite an extraordinary guy in Japan, if we move to the right-hand graph, a couple of months ago, looked at 21 million people in Japan, looking at those who've been vaccinated and those that hadn't, and looked at the mortality rate after vaccination in that 21 million. I had heard that he had 300 volunteers going through this database trying to sort it all out.
Wow.
Now, it's an amazing effort, but it is the first time that instead of just having a general increase in all-cause mortality with an association, here you're actually looking at the increase in mortality of people who were vaccinated. Now, the bottom line you can see is the all-cause mortality in the people who were not vaccinated with messenger RNA vaccine.
And it's flat.
And the dotted line above, which peaks about, it says 90 to 120 days, 3 or 4 months after being vaccinated, that is the mortality that occurs in the vaccinated group. So what makes this a very important study? And look, it's an early study. It's going through the publication records at the moment. But I know an American has taken the basic data and analysed it himself and come up with the same outcome. So it's pretty solid stuff, but, you know, we're all waiting for it to appear in the...
All right, let's stop right there. This is all great. I already have thousands, I mean, literally thousands of studies, reports. We knew day one what it was, a race immune system. We saw the immediate death spike when they started the shot. We saw the head scientist say, oh, this is great. It's going to raise your immune system. We're going to make all this money. James O'Keefe 3 years ago got the head of Pfizer mRNA to admit, oh, we created the viruses, so we can always roll them out. I mean, we know what they're doing, and we already have the mortality numbers of a bunch of countries showing this, but it is interesting to have even more information coming out, Jesse.
Yeah, and my point here is the reason why we're wanting to show that is this is premeditative no matter how we look at it, whether you wanted to call it first-degree murder on a global scale or a war crime. The bottom line is we're all being lied to, and everyone out there who is just sitting back and not standing up, I don't believe they truly understand the seriousness of the situation, because once they release 6G, 6G is an ideal medium for this graphene oxide that is in the vaccines and our ecosystem and the silicon-based materials that makes us a node, that is when you're going to lose your cognitive liberty. DARPA, all of the studies, the white papers are saying they are at that level, they will be able to read and write to the human neurology. And when that happens, then you have complete control of a society. And that means that your children will never know what freedom is. This is a direct assault I was hopeful that this administration would be forthcoming and help those victims, the hundreds of thousands of victims that we have here in the States, but it is not looking very promising. It is my understanding that President Trump recently pushed forward for glyphosate to be legalized and not banned in any way, shape, or form. And
well, he signed again, a national security directive and executive. He signed a national security directive and executive order saying it has total liability protection. So that's a fact. And you have Tulsi Gabbard resigning. You have just Trump in the last year has gone completely sideways. And it's all come out in court that they know this stuff erases your immune system, glyphosate, all of it. They're bombarding us with stuff that basically kills us. And so what you're saying is MKUltra was gone from low-level test beta to mass rollout to poisonous to implant us with all this stuff that can be energized and controlled. Bill Gates, all of them have the patents, and now it's here. But then why do we suddenly see congressional hearings about it getting canceled? Well, at least the hearings were coming up, Church 2.0. There does seem to be a lot of interest in this, but will it be a day late and a dollar short for humanity?
I think so. If they do not allow that hearing to even take any traction whatsoever into where they will hold someone accountable, nothing is going to change. And we are behind the eight ball. That is basically where we're at. And so that's why it's imperative that, you know, platforms like you tout the truth. We need soldiers. We need true American patriots to stand up for what this country was founded upon. You know, the American dream is basically being confiscated by foreign influence and a bunch of corrupt officials who are just greedy and selfish.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, looking at this, I got some more clips we're going to get to and then bring in your associates to talk about that and some of the new developments here. But before we do that, let's some of these other clips. Dr. Peter McCullough, great patriot, top doctor, talking about the mRNA vax, then CIA whistleblower outlines alleged COVID cover-ups, demands real accountability. James Erdemann III delivers his opening statements, U.S. Senate hearing, alleging retaliation against investigators and failures to protect whistleblowers, while urging Congress to impose stricter oversight on intelligence agencies. And he points out that Event 201, months before COVID mirrored it, it's basically an inside job. And then Dr. Nick Begich on how they hack your brain. What a great scientist and researcher he is. Let's play those clips back to back and then bring in our other guests with you.
80% of Americans took a vaccine. 20% didn't. 20% did not take a vaccine. The vaccine was never safe enough for me to take. Messenger RNA devised by Pfizer and Moderna has been chemically modified to be unassailable to enzymes in the body to be broken down. The messenger RNA is found in the human heart of people who die after the vaccine. It's found in the brain. The spike protein is found everywhere in the body. Three studies now show the spike protein is circulating in the blood for 6 to 9 months after people take the shot. This part of the virus, the lethal part of the virus in the vaccinated, it's circulating in the blood. And then they take a booster, they get more circulating in the blood. It is a killer protein. It cannot be safe. It was not safe by design. Safety trumps efficacy. We cannot tolerate false drug claims. This is in the peer-reviewed literature. This is not misinformation.
I am a career CIA operations officer, and as you mentioned, I was on joint duty assignment at the Office of Director National Intelligence, Director's Initiatives Group, or the DIG, between March 2025 and April 2026. I was responsible for leading the DIG's investigation into COVID origins, anomalous health incidents, and unidentified anomalous phenomena. I'm here today to discuss the COVID cover-up, the national security implications associated with the DIG's investigative findings, and CIA refusal to comply with lawful oversight, as well as how we remedy these problems. Intelligence community leaders and senior analysts downplayed the possibility that the COVID pandemic originated as a result of a lab incident. Motives are difficult to define, given the scope of the DIG's review. Intentional or not, the IC's actions resulted in a cover-up, wasted resources, and a failure to properly inform policymakers. Public health policy would have been very different had the American public been made aware that a virus from a lab in China was going to serve as the foundation for an emergency use authorization mRNA products being mandated by the former administration. Dr. Fauci's role in the cover-up was intentional. Dr. Fauci influenced the analytical process and findings by leveraging his position to ensure the IC consulted with a conflicted list of curated subject matter experts, public health officials, and scientists. This included some of the authors of the paper, The Proximal Origin of SARS-CoV-2, and other public health experts who have been in his orbit for the last 20-plus years. Some of the scientists were part of the Biological Sciences Experts Group, or the BSEG, an office of Director National Intelligence Advisory Body, whose members often receive considerable funding from NIAID and public health agencies. The BSEG scientists influenced national laboratory WMD research, policy decisions, finished analysis, and other intelligence matters, creating misaligned incentives and conflicts of interest, as well as counterintelligence issues. Since 2006, the BSEG consulted part-time on biodefense issues for the IC, while conducting government-funded research and holding academia positions, as well as maintaining roles in public health institutions and serving as members in the National Academy of Science. They received funding from NIAID and other agencies for vaccine research, USAID's PREDICT project, the Cooperative Threat Reduction Program, and even worked with Chinese scientists on coronavirus and other pathogen studies pursuing vaccines. There was no oversight monitoring how this web of relationships influenced research, policy, and public health in any holistic way for over 20 years. In fact, several of the BSEG scientists helped Dr. Fauci rewrite definitions of gain of function in 2015 to lift a funding pause on dangerous research. Still others participated in planning Event 201 in 2019. This was a coronavirus pandemic tabletop exercise curiously similar to the events that played out during the COVID-19 pandemic. And it was attended by Dr. Fauci and individuals with IC ties like former DNI Avril Haines.
What a spectacular clip. That was in Congress just a week ago. High-level CIA whistleblower. We all know what he's saying is true because we already know it. Up one side, down the other. But to have that has to shake him to their core. He also confirmed that the CIA had raided Tulsi Gabbard. She got told to not embarrass them and just say, oh, they just came and got some MKUltra files and JFK files. But now we know her deputy resigned 3 days ago. Now she resigned. I'm told forced out. Reuters was reporting it, but Steve Bannon's saying it as well. I think her husband does have the cancer, but I think that's a cover story. I want to bring in now with us with Jesse Beltran, Edward Zoll, very smart guy. Baker died suddenly, amazing talk show host and producer. I died suddenly on X, real Edward Zoll on X, and the fellow behind the sponsorship of what we're doing. That is a great key letter, the highest quality zeolite you're going to find out there. Matt Hazen at getmasterpiece.com, that with all the stuff in our environment, the spike protein, the rest of it, you're insane if you're not on this on a regular basis. Simply amazing. And again, that's our sponsor, so be sure and go there because I only sell you stuff that really works. We can put that on. I'm so excited about the Alex Jones Network. I'm so excited to expand it. The bad guys are in trouble. Hell, we might even get InfoWars back, but who knows? But I couldn't have stood against this tyranny and fought them without your support. But a lot of people, not the majority, but 20-30%, believe the propaganda of the national news that we're off the air. And friends, family, neighbors, people at the gas station, Alex, I'm so sorry you're off the air. I'm so sorry, you know, the Onion runs your company. They didn't get it a year and a half ago with the fake auction. They didn't get it this time. They're blocked in court. They're in a lot of trouble, okay? We're winning, but I need funds for the defense and the offense and for the network and for everything we're doing. And I need your word of mouth to tell your email list, your text message list, your neighbors, your friends, your family. Hey, Alex Jones is verboten, forbidden info. He knows what he's talking about.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Here is the URL, alexjoneslive.com. He's on weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Harrison Smith after that. We're going to bring more shows on, but we need your support.
your word of mouth, your prayer. You are everything, and your financial support at alexjonesstore.com. So listen to me. We have ultramethylene blue tincture capsules and now the gummies that are a concentrate of already the strongest best methylene blue. So look out when you get them. But they're selling out, more coming in a month or so. We have plenty of the tincture and the capsules, but not the gummies. If you want them, there's probably 3 or 4 days left of them. Get them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Separately, I can do hours on this. Just go to Wikipedia even. Go to the UN website. Even our enemies admit it. There's an average 15 IQ point reduction in the West because of lack of iodine in the soil and in our foods. Iodine is so good for women, children, adults, pregnant women, but especially older people. But most iodine is a bound iodine to another element. Atomic means on the periodic table, it is pure. We're the only people that put out the pure iodine. And we have it, T3 trifecta iodine, at thealexjonesstore.com. Get yours now. I got my iced tea right here. I take it about every 2 days. I'm going to take a dropper full of this bad boy. And this is so good for your brain, your clarity, your cells. It's essential. If you don't get iodine, you die. Again, you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you're dead. Don't have water for 4 days, you're dead. Don't have food for a month or so, most person dies. You know, unless you're super fat, then you live 2 months or whatever. The point is, that's because you're not getting all the essential nutrients and vitamins. Iodine is one of the essential things. Look it up. And the number one cause of cognitive disability, officially, for even the World Health Organization, is iodine deficiency. So get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason this network continues on and can expand. You're funding folks that fight for your future and our own futures together, trying to stop a new war, trying to stop new pandemics, trying to stop the left, trying to take back civilization. It takes funds to do that. So we sell great products. So it's a 360 win. The only way we fail is you don't take action. Take action now, thealexjonesstore.com.
Today we celebrate the first glorious anniversary of the Information Purification Directive.
Order is the only path to stability.
Compliance is the only path forward.
Alex Jones is a fringe voice and a crackpot.
Our unification of thought is more powerful a weapon than any fleet or army on Earth.
We have created, for the first time in all history, a garden of pure ideology. War is peace.
On May 1st, 2026, Alex Jones will launch his new network. And you will see that the answer to 1984 is still and will always be 1776.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Screen. But I want to go to the other clips a little bit later. But Jesse Beltran, I mean, wow, that piece of history right there, what he was saying and what he was spotlighting and pointing out, just wow, that's got to really send shockwaves through the bad guys. And the fact that Gabbard grabbed all this stuff and had it, and then the CIA goes and grabs it back, and now she's gone, that shows the empire striking back.
Yeah, it all goes back to complete communism. And you know, Fauci's statute of limitations for lying to Congress, I believe, expires today. So once again, we are letting a mass murderer go free in society. You know, during the Nuremberg Code trials, what scientists and what Dr. Fauci and what others are doing today, they would have been hung. But now they're just given a get out of jail free.
Yeah, I mean, let's be clear. I'm not lessening what the Nazis did, but I've studied it. Joseph Mengele would blush at what our mad scientists have done.
Absolutely.
Keep going.
Absolutely.
Sorry.
Absolutely. Yeah. No. But that's it. And this is why I'm touting this horn. I've been following people who have been suffering and being tortured 24/7, 350 for the entire year. For you know, the past 16 years and silently for a total of over 20 years. And this is just a continuation of non-consensual experimentation that was done during World War II. And the United States has just continued that methodology. It is currently legal. And if everyone's listening out there, this is legal to do to you under Obama's 21st Century Cures Act under Section 3024. It is legal.
No, let me stop you. I want you to start over. I want you to start over. And we, this is live now, and we post this to X and Rumble later. I'm going to actually put the document up. I remember covering it at the time. Imagine that they made it the law. They can even do lethal testing on you under this. And the public needs to understand, like, we're not making this up. Look at how Bill Gates is behind releasing the ticks, behind the mosquitoes. That is violates the Nuremberg Code. They're loading it up with Trojan horses. They killed us with the COVID shot. They're hiding it in plain view. They're just normalizing. So start over and explain what you just said.
Well, the bottom line is that we're letting mass murderers go free who would have been hung during the Nuremberg trials. What Fauci has done and others.
Sure, but go over the Obama clause again. The Obama clause.
Yeah, so the Obama clause is the 21st Century Cures Act. That was instituted in 2016 and marketed to American citizens that this is going to fight the opioid epidemic crisis here in the United States. But what they snuck in there is a section called 3024. And under Section 3024, it specifically says it is legal to experiment on U.S. citizens without their consent as long as it doesn't exceed minimal risk criteria. So what is minimal risk criteria? The definition is nothing that doesn't happen in normal everyday life. So does death happen in normal everyday life? And the answer to that is yes. So basically, we have given, the government has given these agencies and
a license to kill.
A license to kill. Yeah, without repercussions. And, you know, the United States citizens has to have, everyone needs to band together and have a serious discussion. Is that legal to do in our own country? Does our Constitution allow them to basically assassinate us, the American taxpayer that supports these entities, to do this to us? Just remember, if it's not about you, then it's about your children. Your children don't have a chance if we don't stand up now. The paradigm shift and the window of opportunity is so narrow right now. If we don't stand up like yesterday, our odds of succeeding and having any viable solution is decreasing at lightning speed.
Well, I know it's all accurate because I covered it back at the time, and they just do all this. You saw that at COVID, they passed a law, but that's what the Supreme Court held. Just because the previous Supreme Court said blacks were 2/3 human didn't mean they could actually do that. That was wrong. You could pass a law saying you can murder your wife under Sharia law. We say we don't follow that law. We're going to rise up against it. That's what the Right to Revolt's about. And we just have to wake up and grow up and admit this is going on. Now, I want to do a plug here, though, because zeolites, I've been promoting zeolites for 30 years. They're excellent, but you guys have a special zeolite where your sponsor, our sponsor, does. That brings in this great, great sea minerals with it. So it doesn't just take the bad stuff out. It replaces the good things. And I want to go to Mr. Zoll here in a moment, the filmmaker and researcher, and his take on the Iran thing and what he sees unfolding there right now. They say they've got a deal. We'll see if that holds. Edward Zoll in a moment. But I wanted to bring in Matt Hazen, who's a great sponsor of what we're doing and also what you're doing. GetMasterpiece.com. I heard this was great a year ago. Sort of taking it about 8 months ago. Absolutely an incredible detoxifier, great dreams, great skin, clarity. It's very special. So, Matt Hazen, give us your take on what we were just covering, but also because you're good at it, because you're right at the heart of it with the scientists you develop us with. Give us a pitch for Masterpiece, getmasterpiece.com, and they get a discount when they use that link, 10%.
Absolutely, Alex. This has been such a big Memorial Day weekend show for you. We went over something that was really important that we need to unpack. which is glyphosate. And what they're actually using glyphosate for in this entire 6G smart grid, it literally lowers your force field so that radiation of poisoning can affect your body on a much higher level. And so, unfortunately, with so many things out there and us all trying to figure out a way to protect ourselves from these things, there's no real companies that have actually done proper third-party clinical studies on things like glyphosate, except with the exception of Masterpiece. Masterpiece, a year and a half ago, performed a 27-people cohort study. This study actually passed through the highest science rigor of gold standard, which is the double-blinded peer-reviewed process. And what we found is in the study participants who took 10 drops a day of Masterpiece, which again is really less than a dollar a day, Alex. We're talking about something that is all natural and is less than a dollar a day. And it removed and reduced, mitigated the glyphosate levels by 71%. Think about that for a second. A lifelong accumulation and a study that was properly documented and passed the double-blinded peer review process.
And by the way, I remember reading the study, correct me if I'm wrong, you guys just had the toxicologist looking at everything that's normally in the panel. You weren't even thinking about glyphosate. Yep. And it was, I remember before you even talked to this other scientist down in El Salvador when this came out in the last few months, you guys had already found this but didn't know what you had.
You know, yeah, we didn't know the extent of what we were, you know, we didn't know it was the first study that we were going to be studying for glyphosate or that it could get out glyphosate. We really kind of did a study originally on.
But that's how pure science, that's how pure science is, as you get more pieces of the jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah, yeah. You know, hey, CIA, they do 1,000 different studies on the mind and you get some answers. You build another study, you get more answers, you get more answers. And that's really what happened with us because we are the only place that has actually done proper clinical studies that can boast and talk about their findings openly because it is ironclad scientific fact what we're talking about because it's made the hot. I can go into any courtroom in any nation in the world, talk about these results because they have gone through the highest rigor. For less than a dollar a day, you can get your aluminum levels out 80%, graphene oxide levels out 90 days by 70-some percent. In our study. And recently, the reason why me and Jesse got to travel the world so much is because we did a Bluetooth study and he told us you can't tell people like these results as if it means that they have hope because of these results because it's so there's so much more to this internal human biosystem. And that was really awesome that he came aboard and ended up immediately being saying he'd be willing to do the testing. And in those testings, we have the charts if we can show them. But literally where Jesse, who is the right guy for the job, to be able to analyze it, literally took 23 different completed study participants. These are people in United Kingdom, and we can go to, just keep on zipping. It'll be page 8 or 9. That's page 2. And when we get to page 8, 9, and 10, you're going to see where people's bodies are reflecting or harmonizing. I'm not going to say the perfect words, and Jesse could correct me, but essentially our body should not be emitting anything to do with synthetic silicon electronic-based circuitry. And when we're talking about people taking Masterpiece, which is removing these semiconductive metals such as graphene oxide, plastics such as synthetic silicon, we literally find that 80% of the system was no longer being tested by his nonlinear junction scanner. And what that essentially means is Masterpiece, without us allowing anybody to turn us into a transhuman or a body that is emitting human signals, it removed 80%. It stopped 80% of the signal. How good does their W-band system, how good does their fourth industrial revolution, how good does their plan work if so much of that system is removed out of the bodies? It can't be working nearly as good. And so hopefully there's a lot of other companies coming aboard. We're blessed that we have strong advocates for the truth, mind you, because if Masterpiece wasn't helping, such as the other 100 things that have come by, for instance, Jesse's way in the last 15 years, we wouldn't be talking here on the show and going into this. So, yeah, getmasterpiece.com, everybody. This is the way you protect your family. This is a gentle way to get this stuff out of your body that is preventing you from really having your highest level of holistic health. Yes, your dreams start coming online when you clean out your pineal gland. Yes, you start dreaming a lot deeper. Yes, your hormonal system and digestive systems, everything in our life is compromised by being poisoned. Something that gets out the poisons this effectively, like Masterpiece, the improvements in your health are going to be very undeniable, period. So, and you're, you know, for you to have this platform, Alex, and be so fearless for so long, it's very inspiring, very motivating. You know,
well, listen, I've always known that zeolites pull toxins out, but this one particularly, you've done the study. Why does it pull all this garbage out so easily?
It's at a much smaller level. We're dealing with something that's actually smaller than the nanometer size. So when you're dealing with a zeolite that is known to grab all the wide range of toxins and you get it down so deep, it gets to a deeper level that other times when you're just taking powdered zeolite or other type of binders or chelators are not helping. But more, just as importantly, it's not just a zeolite mineral. It is the positive charge sea mineral plasma water, which is the perfect array of minerals that makes up your blood and all your extracellular fluids. So it's carrying in those minerals that your body needs, that it's starving for because the toxins are there. And as soon as it grabs out the toxin at those deep, deep levels, it's replenishing with the minerals. And it's amazing to see people's lives across the board. You just kind of hear everybody say the same thing. I've been dealing with this for so long. I start taking Masterpiece and this has gotten measurably better. And it's not a cure all. You still need to take care of yourself. There's no easy button here that just is going to do it all, but this is a huge leg up on their plan. Their in-game plan is very much at frayed and doesn't work when people aren't poisoned, when people aren't connected to the W band, and when they're able to critically think and have the energy to do something about it, seriously.
Absolutely. Going back to Jesse Beltran, then I want to bring in Mr. Zoll to give his take on all these developments. It is heartening, though, that this MKUltra stuff is coming out. Where do you think we are on the timeline? Because like you were saying earlier, we don't have long to really trigger the total Great Awakening. I think we're right on the cusp. What do you think?
Well, you're absolutely right. You know, they're fast forwarding the implementation of 6G. And once that happens, that is the optimal frequency above 100 gigahertz that the graphene oxide is amplified. So it basically, you're a precision antenna, you're a precision node. That was the whole purpose of this. You know, we talked about the ghost murmur, how they located that the pilot who went down in Iran. They will have the ability to locate any living organism on the planet because this is in everything. So it's so imperative that we get these amplification metals out of our system. You know, the Zeolite Z, the Masterpiece product, is part of the solution. I am now hopeful around the corner that there will be a treatment modality. And surprisingly enough, this is happening with Tier 1 personnel here in the United States that are going through this process, which I can't disclose just yet. But I was pleasantly surprised that when they showed me what they were being given in conjunction with the treatment was the Zeolite Z product, Masterpiece. So there is a huge benefit. This is real. I haven't supported anything in 20 years. This is the first time I ever supported anything, but I had to objectively make sure it worked for my clients because that's who I'm out here fighting for, is everyone who is suffering. And now, pretty much is all of society who's been exposed to these lipid nano particle systems that are out there. So it's imperative that you start getting ahead of the game before that 6G is implemented, because the people who are symptomatic right now, those are the ones who were turned on. Those were the beta tests. But when that 6G is implemented by the people that I work for, but I communicate with in intelligence, is when the whole system is going to be turned on. And that means that every one of you who has been exposed to this will be turned on and become part of that node.
And by the way, we have all the Bill Gates and WF Pattons. This is really going on. This is a fact. I mean, I'm on video 5 years ago when they did the pandemic saying with the Pattons, this is nanotech, self-replicating, basically plugs for them to energize and manipulate your physiology. This is Havana Syndrome on steroids. Powerful information. Let's bring in Edward Zoll. Tank commander turned filmmaker, investigative journalist, heads the media TLM, which produces for several nationwide conservative shows. The blockbuster COVID documentary Died Suddenly, got COVID, Died Suddenly 2 about to come out, and Died Suddenly on X, real Edward Zoll. Edward, didn't know you'd be here today. I'm glad you could be. Sorry to leave you on hold, but the new studio, we can only bring in two people at once. We're about to expand out to like four. A lot of little bugs to work out here. We had you in a few weeks ago in studio as one of our first guests. It's great to have you. 35,000 foot view. I mean, all this stuff is a distraction. These wars, all of it, from the Epstein class, from the mad scientist takeover, but also the Iran situation. I know you had some information on that from your sources and where this is all going.
Yeah, so Alex, you hit it right on the head. I think much of what we're experiencing right now is a distraction. And distraction in the sense of, you know, we talk about the war. The war is important to you and I. I mean, look, for many Americans, you know, we look at what's going on with the war. We look at the gas pump. We look at the cost of food. We look at the cost of many of our goods that we need. And, you know, around the globe, Americans have been perceived as either being aggressively mediocre or aggressively evil. As Jesse kind of noted, as I think, honestly, the reason why we've been able to maintain this world order since World War II, it's because we're the most bloodthirsty, the meanest, the most evil of the global powers. And, you know, you think happy-go-lucky America is not going to have this kind of perception. But the truth is, we will kill anybody. And it's not even a shock that we've allied with Israel, who will rise up and kill first, whether it be a child, whether it be a schoolgirl, or whether it be an enemy they've sold to us as, you know, an enemy. I mean, we produce for one of the White House outlets for Gateway Pundit, you know, Jordan Conradson's the correspondent that I work with daily. And so I was just talking to him, Alex, about the meeting that's taking place at the White House. So quickly, the update is, it looks like the United States has essentially surrendered. And I say this because you're looking at the Washington Times article right there in front of you. Iran to announce draft of peace deal within 24 hours. The U.S. and Iran reportedly have come to a deal. And the only thing left right now on the plate is how to sell it to Israel so they will not go ahead and attack on their own. But again, we point back to the distractions. While we're talking about the war, which is important and we have to cover, we're not talking about the deal that just occurred between NVIDIA and China at the basically behest and allowance of the U.S. government, you know, during President Trump's trip to China. Now, why this is important, you know, Jesse mentioned 6G. He mentioned this grid that it's when it's in place, we have been eliminated from the decision matrix. And what's happening right now? You mentioned this in your interview with Marjorie Taylor Greene and about the concept of maybe there being this administration that survives long past President Trump's second term. And I think the tone and really the pattern that I'm seeing emerge is that you and I, they want the average American to be eliminated from the decision matrix. They don't care if you vote. They don't care if you complain online. They don't care about your opinion. And this is evident, for example, in the notion of what Jeff Bezos just said to CNBC. He said, you know what, we should just cut taxes for all people under the 50% margin. You know, they pay so little anyway. And people like me, you know, the owner of Amazon and the guy that's invested in many of the tech, you know, infrastructure that's leading to 6G and leading to the manipulation of individuals through the metals and other structures inside of us. Let us control things. The same concept was covered in your interview, is it? There is this mentality that we need to go backwards. Like the Constitution be damned. Maybe we'll go back to the founding fathers where instead of its landowners, it's actually its wealth owners, its equity owners in the country. And then
they're getting ready to bring out the social credit score and the universal basic income.
Exactly. Exactly. You get Americans like us. Hey, guess what? You don't have an ownership stake. Alex Jones, sorry, you're now a peasant. You don't get to have a say because you don't own enough or you don't have enough of an investment. But look, with Iran and much of what's happening, the terms of what I've just been told of the deal is going to be, it's going to be no nuclear disarmament. So they do not have to give up enriched uranium. Iran doesn't have to give up enriched uranium. The funds, which have been frozen, are going to be unfrozen and given back prior to the signing. And the third thing is going to be that the Strait of Hormuz will remain in control under the Iranian government. But the passage, the number of ships that will be allowed to go through the Strait of Hormuz will go back to the pre-war era. Now, this all, again, is an admission that the United States cannot stop the Iranians from sending drones and missiles to hit the ships passing through. So essentially, America is saying, I know we've gone on this expedition for 3 months and bankrupted, our interceptor arsenal and made an embarrassment of much of our resources in the region, but we are looking for the best possible defeat. And that's what this essentially is. We've announced that we are going to make peace deal on the terms of the Iranian government.
And now we've learned, which Netanyahu said he was doing 9 months ago, that they have Israeli intelligence doxing people, attacking people, censoring people, working with the White House under Gorka, targeting myself and a bunch of others because of a whistleblower that just came out on all the documents. I mean, that is just treason. It's just never ending.
Well, and it's a war. It's civil war between the ODNI and the CIA. And what Jesse's been covering, you have to take this into consideration. If what Jesse's saying is possible, that the U.S. government and other intelligence agencies around the world, and what we've heard again from whistleblowers like Raif Hassam, is that the government through the CIA has the ability to enter the sovereignty of any individual's brains. And able to manipulate them, able to gaslight them, able to see what they're doing, maybe in the future or maybe in the present. You know, this power, if the CIA solely has this, then it doesn't even matter who the president is. You know, Tulsi Gabbard, she was completely outgunned then going into this fight with the CIA because the CIA has essentially said, we're in control. And with this kind of power, maybe the one thing the CIA doesn't want to have public is that they are this powerful, that they are in this form of control. They want to stay behind the scenes. But if you think about it, with much of what we've talked about today, the only thing they want is they want the public to stay asleep. They want to be able to control the public. And when it comes to this glyphosate ruling and many of the things that we're talking about with detoxification, they don't want the public doing any of these things. They want us in fear. They want us in a malleable, dumb, straightened out state that, again, we can remain this perceived aggressively mediocre peasant class, that when it comes to the ability for them to control us, it's very easy, right? They just get us rah-rahing about the next Trump administration or the next ruling for childhood care, or these other things. When what really matters, as Jesse's noted, we have this year to take back control of our government. And we have to stand behind people that have actually taken the stand in the government, like Joe Kent. When he resigned, I mean, it would have been great for Tulsi Gabbard to resign in conjunction with him, because that would have sent quite the message. But, you know, Tulsi tried to hold on. I mean, I've heard that she tried to hold on because of those documents that the CIA had relinquished over to her office. Well, the CIA wasn't going to wait, again, for her husband's cancer announcement, these other things. The CIA was making sure that even if Tulsi resigns, as she's now announced, she's not resigned yet. She's still in the position, actually. I would encourage the former congresswoman and now director of national intelligence to come out with the information to tell the American public the status, the situation that we're in.
Well, she had so much courage and didn't get backed enough. And she brought out all the cross for Hurricane, the proof of the treason by Obama. Nothing was done. And that's what Reuters was reporting, but also Steve Bannon, that she was told to resign. And so what happens to Trump now? Republican leadership is freaking out, so the disaster is coming. The poll numbers show the worst ever.
Folks, I'm Dr. Bigley. Today's presentation will be about methylene blue and you.
Dr. Bigley, what does methylene blue do?
Great question, Billy. It has to do with your mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cells. Let's bring out the mitochondria now!
Right.
As I was saying, methylene blue supercharges your mitochondria, which does wonders for your mental clarity, stamina, and overall pep. Just look at him go!
Gee, Dr. Bigley, he must have drank a lot of methylene blue. He was bouncing off the walls.
Right you are, Billy. He sure drank a lot. Let's continue, shall we?
Billy, did you know that methylene blue can cure communism?
No, sir. Can I see?
Why, certainly, Billy. Take a look over there.
Behold, Ivan, a Ruski doggedly determined to undermine our way of life.
Careful, Billy. He bites. Oh. Look. Vodka. Potato hooch. Watch. The communism is slowly leaving his body.
Wow. The methylene blue cured the red right out of him.
So, how do you feel?
Gee, Doc, I don't know what got into me. I feel like $1 million now. Say, where can I get some more of that blue stuff in case I become retarded again?
You can find it on the alexjonesstore.com.
What does .com mean?
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.